So hello guys, it's me again, and today's session, it's very intimate to me, so stay tuned.
Willow Lane.
Hey man, you're home.
Son, hey, this is your stop.
Come up.
You're at home, son. We appreciate what you did.
We did what we had to.
Is there a missus?
It's been a while since I've been home.
Go start your life, son.
Thanks.
So today's session, I want to do things differently. As I said, this session is very intimate to me. That's why I'm out here sipping some coffee. It's very cold. And Paisley thinks about this soldier who goes to war to fight for his country, and, you know, after he's done his work, he's fought so hard, death and life between the line, he goes home, and this driver asks him, "We appreciate what you've done for our country. Is there a miss?" And he says, "It's been long, but you know what? Let's find out."
Family.
And he says, "Let me go and find out." And when he's at the doorway, he opens the door, and memories come into his head of his wife saying, "Honey, go fight hard in the war, stay alive, come back, so that we can make a family." And you know, as he goes up the staircase, he looks anticipating to see his wife. He should see his face as he sees his woman giggling so hard with another man in their bed. And you know, his face just dropped, and just then he feels like he has lost everything, even the war that he fought so hard to win. Just then he loses himself to the drug and later to the bullet.
Spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind until the night he put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger.
He put that bullet in his head to finally drain the memories. He couldn't live with the fact that he had lost his love. And you know, he decided to lose himself. So today, I chose this topic because it's very intimate, and I promise vulnerability, because it's only through that people get to actually connect deeply and understand each other. And today's topic, I want to call it loss and grief. And when I say loss and grief, it's not just people, but things, ourselves, and even our mind, we lose every day.
Life is short, but this time it was bigger.
They say life is short, and I agree. I personally have lost someone that meant a lot to me, and I grieved years and years and years. And no matter how much I tried to make myself hurry up, it never worked out, because that's how just grief is. It has no timeline, and you know, that's just how it is. But the one thing I learned is not to lose yourself, and to understand that people get lost.
But nobody knew how much she blamed herself for years and years. She tried to hide the whiskey on her breath. She finally
When I talk about losing ourselves, Braid continues to say the story of how the lady had been hiding the guilt and how much she blamed herself for the loss of her husband. And you know, she tried to drain all the memories by the whiskey, but it never happened. And she ended right next to him on the grave. Oh, what a song. Whiskey lullaby. You know, death is not the only form of loss. And yes, death is the most painful kind of loss. But there's so many losses that exist. And you know, it could be the things that we thought would always remain in our lives, like jobs, friends, you know. Sometimes it's death that makes you lose someone. It could be distance, it could be circumstances, it could be conflict, you know. I'm gonna go ahead. My friend, he kept on telling me, you cannot be a stranger in my life because I need you. I didn't know what he was going through deeply, but I knew he was going through a lot. And I kept on postponing our meetup, you know, because there's tomorrow. I kept on telling myself we do this tomorrow, but barely a week, I saw he was dead. No goodbye. Sad. It hurt me. It was tough.
I won't cry cause I know I'll never be lonely. For you are the stars to me. You are the light I follow. I'll see you again. Oh, this is not where it is. I'll carry you with me.
Yeah, till I see you again, mate. May your soul rest in peace. I wish I said goodbye in a better way. I wish I held a hand. It haunted me for nights. I couldn't stare at the space in my house where he had stepped in because I felt like I had lost myself. I say every day I learn to detach from everything. I learn to move away from the things I so much attach myself to because I keep reminding myself this is not my home and nothing here belongs to me. And every day that keeps me open-hearted, minded to losing stuff, to losing people, because sometimes people are there because that's when you need them, you know. Once their work is done in your life, that's how they just go. And the more you hold on to them, the more you hurt yourself and you hurt them. Life has a way of teaching us detachment. When you came to earth, you owned yourself, your mother, your father, you owned them. You even owned property as you and grow up, but you forget those were only things disguised to you to just make you imagine that that's all life is, and your life is more than just things, people, and you know it. You choose to hold on to the things you were given to assist you live this life. So when it comes to losses, when it comes to grieving, it's okay to grieve for as long as you want, but don't get lost as you're grieving that person or that thing. Accept, feel it. It's human, but let it go, because that's the way of life.
Little boy, 6 years old, a little too used to being alone. Another new mom and dad, another school, another house that'll never be home. Temporary home, it's not where I belong. Windows and rooms that I'm passing through. This is just a stop on the way to where I'm going.
This this is just a stop to where I'm going, and this is not my temporary home. I imagine that boy, new mom, new dad, new home, and someone asks him, how are you feeling? And he says, with a smile, it's okay, because I know I'm just passing. This is not my temporary home. We can all agree, life is about it losing. There is always a gain to losing. Even in a game, there is always a win to losing. And that's just the way of life, you know, to accept that the people we have around us are just passing, to understand that their time with us is now and not tomorrow, not yesterday, what they did to you, not tomorrow, because there's no tomorrow. And the moment I start living in the now and understanding that life is now and not tomorrow, yesterday, I realized that I freed my mind from so much pain, I freed my soul from so much worry, and life became much better because I don't have regrets. I live now, and the tomorrow I'm not there. I live, and I will live every other day because I live the moment. So this I want to tell those people who are undergoing losses at this particular time in life, to accept the losses. It's hard, but accept that those you loved are not there anymore, but that's not the end of life. And to always treasure every moment you have with your loved ones, because that's all we have. For me, it's love and light. To everyone who got to know me or who knows me, and to understand that we are all passing, and you don't know that time when you will be passing away. You know, we will not be able to see you again, but we will say you lived in the hearts of many. Namaste. Thank you so much for listening to this. And thank you for listening to Curse of a Warrior. Thank you so much, guys. I request you guys to share this link. Share the link. Let people know about Curse of a Warrior. Let people understand what it is to come through someone who is so raw, someone who is ready to be so vulnerable and express themselves in such a platform. And I hope that this actually inspires more people to actually come out and do stuff like this, because it is through this that people understand they are not the only ones going through stuff, and that everyone is a warrior in their story, and everyone has a story to tell from those wounds. And those scars are so beautiful, there is no shame in it.
Thanks for waiting for me.
I wouldn't say without saying goodbye to you.
Thank you.
I've missed you too. Is your mother here?
Everybody's outside.
This is my temporary home. It's not where I belong. Windows and rooms that I'm passing through. This was just a stop.